Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. You just heard from Savannah. Jaden Daniels going to be out on Sunday. We'll hear what Dan Quinn had to say in just a second. I don't know that anything here is shocking about this. If you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. I think we all kind of assumed, but at least he was able to get on the practice field today in a limited fashion. Maybe makes you feel better about next week.
Yeah, that does. But I just think it's them being cautious.
Yeah.
As some people were saying earlier, you know, you don't want to rush him back. But my thing was, if he was able to go, he goes. But if he's not, you hold him back. If it was a playoff game and he goes, he'll be playing.
Yeah.
I believe that. So, but I think at this point, they're being smart. And I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're hoping to make a long run, and this thing is playing into potentially late January, hopefully into February.
Yeah.
Week three, I don't think there's any real reason to push things, although you don't want to overlook an opponent, but I think now's the time when you can at least give him some rest and hopefully get him back soon. Here was Dan Quinn just a couple of minutes ago. He's just addressing the media right now. Here's him talking about Jaden Daniels.
I'm not going to go through the entire injury report, but give updates when I can. Jaden was limited today on the field. We decided to start Marcus and said at the beginning we were going to be very diligent on his return to play and make sure we didn't miss any steps. So we're going to be smart, not just fast. And player wants to do everything all the time. That's who he is as a competitor, which I love. But that's how we'll roll. So
it'd be interesting to see. So Mariota's going to start.
Uh-huh.
Is Jaden just going to serve as that third quarterback and be inactive? I would assume that's what you're going to do, just to make sure that in case something happens to Mariota, you're not going to throw him in there just for the...
My dad told my coach when I was supposed to be held out of a game, don't let him dress out.
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? He said, if he dress out, he's going to end up on the field.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, don't dress him out.
Yeah.
You got to go with Josh, back is the backup. And if you want a third guy, have somebody else there. Or
Sam Hartman, I think, could be...
Hartman, just have a third... the third quarterback be a player that played quarterback.
Luke McCaffrey.
There you go. Bam. Done.
800-636-1067. We found out the news just a couple of minutes ago from Dan Quinn. Jaden Daniels is going to be out on Sunday. Marcus Mariota going to get the start. How confident are you the team can still get the win on Sunday against the Raiders with Mariota starting? You just heard from Hondo Carpenter from the Raiders side that he's pretty confident coming in here. If Jaden's not playing, which now we know he's not, that they can get the victory. What say you? We talked about this a little bit earlier, B-Mitch. I feel pretty confident that he can go in there. And to me, the big thing is play a clean game on Sunday. And if he plays a clean game and the defense does their job, I think you still walk out with a win.
Well, the question comes to the point, how does he play a clean game? A clean game. And he plays a clean game if he gets protection. He has support, running game. And then have a defense that's going to play stingy. Just like I said, Jaden needed help. Marcus is going to need help. Everybody got to come to play. This is not just on the quarterback. You know, the one thing about all professional sports, the one that's all about team is your defense. I mean, it's football. You could have an offense that's down. If your defense does nothing, you're going to lose. You could have and vice versa. So you need everybody to come out and play. So this is for everybody on the squad. Whatever you have to sacrifice tonight tomorrow night, do it to be ready on Sunday.
Well, so I think it's interesting. You mentioned they got to get the run game going. They're going to be without Eckler, obviously, coming now with a torn Achilles. Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt Bill, everybody fell in love with him in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen flashes in his first couple of games, but he only got 4 carries in week 2. McNichols going to have to step into a bigger role. Chris Rodriguez seemingly going to be that third back, and it'll be interesting to see exactly what role he has. But I want to see that run game get going, and I want to see them get that established early. And to me, there's questions about whether Bill can hold up in pass protection and some of those things. But if you're running the football, which I think both of us are talking about, they need to establish, he's your best true runner of the football right now. I think they got to get him 12 to 15 carries just to try to get that run game going.
Yeah, but the thing about it, you know, you don't know if he can pass protect unless he pass protects. You know, if you just automatically assume he can't pass protect and you only put him in the game and run the game, you're now giving the defense a key on what you're doing. You still got to put him in on pass plays too. And McNichols has proven he's capable in both of them, running the ball and coming out the backfield. So, you know, I just think that they let Brian go and kept the people that they kept. You must have had confidence in them. Show us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
So I think one thing, too, that is going to be big here, I don't think we got an update on John Bates. He did not practice from what everyone saw today.
He said it would be a long shot with John, so I kind of automatically assumed John wasn't going to play.
So I kind of assume both those guys are out. So this is a big opportunity for, one, Ben Sinnott. I think it's a bigger one for Ben Sinnott than maybe Luke McCaffrey because Noah Brown likely going to be out as well. But if John Bates is going to be out, your second tight end is going to be Ben Sinnott. He's going to have to step into a bigger role. And you talk about ability to block. We're talking about winning in the trenches. That extra guy that's going to have to help when Max Crosby's in the game on the right side there, taking on Josh Connerly. You're going to need Ben Sinnott to step up. And maybe this is an opportunity for him.
It could be Ben or it could be Yankoff.
It could be Yankoff. And one thing that's interesting about both those guys, B-Mitch, that I think could help them in this game plan, I don't think either one of those guys are the route runner that Zach Ertz is. Zach Ertz is very... He's a veteran. He understands kind of the leverage and where to get and sitting down in those zones. I don't know that either of those guys have that. But if you want somebody that can just run a quick crossing route, cross the middle, short, get the football in their hands, turn something that's a 3-yard pass into a 15-yard gain, that's what Sinnott and Yankoff are really, really good at. And so I'm intrigued to see when you put them in the game plan and stuff to make it a little easier on Mariota, can you maybe get the football to those guys underneath and let them create after the catch?
Yeah, I mean... I think they're going to run the same offense. I don't think they're going to change the offense up too much. And if Zach can be the guy doing it all the time, one of these guys got to step up. Listen, I know a lot of people are in love with certain players, but if the players aren't performing and making the plays the way they're going to put them in the game consistently, we can't force them there. So the people that are going to get, if you get a chance, we're going to find out who stands up. Everybody gets an opportunity. You hate to get it because of injuries and things of that nature, but everybody gets an opportunity. And when you get it, your job is to make the coach forget about who gave you the opportunity and start thinking about you. So now it's fully in their hands. We're going to find out what both of those guys are made of now.
And then I think, too, this is now up to the big guys on this offense. Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel. We talk about Zach Ertz. The big names in the passing game are going to have to step up. We talked about getting the run going. They need that. But in a third down situation where they need it, this is where Terry's got to win. This is where Debo's got to win. This is where Ertz has got to win and be open and help out your quarterback. Jaden's not going to be out there. They already weren't in sync, and like we talked about,
but you win that on first and second down. It has to be if it's third and long, eight or longer, you got problems.
Yeah.
If it's third and short, you can manipulate it. So they got to win on first and second down to enable all that stuff to happen. Where that defensive player don't know what's going on now. If it's third and two, hell, I still may be able to get you on a deep route. But the defensive back can be thinking it might be a running play. He may get caught looking in the backfield. This game is going to come down to the way it's called on offense, not just the individual players going out there making stuff happen.
That's true. Cliff is probably the most important person, right? Yeah. The guy that's coming up with the game plan, make sure you get your guys involved and don't put too much on Marcus's plate. And when he has to make a play, you hope he can make that play.
True.
800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels officially going to be out on Sunday against the Raiders. What's your reaction? How confident are you in Mariota? Let's get out to Ben in Silver Spring. Ben, what's up?
What I find so refreshing about this team is compare and contrast to RG3, who I loved RG3. But the team is taking care of Jaden. And with RG3, it just seemed like, I want to play. And they let the youngster go out and play. Where now you have a manager that says, slow down, Cal, slow down. You got a career ahead of you. And that's what I like about this. Of course, we have to sit him down, and we got a good guy in Mariota. It's like you said. Let's see if the team steps up and supports him.
100%. Appreciate it, Ben. Let's get out to Nick in Norfolk. Nick, what's up?
Nick, you're up, brother.
You there? Throw Nick back. Hey, Nick, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
What's going on?
Gotcha. What's up, Nick?
All right, gotcha. So I'm just going to take maybe a bigger picture view of this. I think it's a smart thing to obviously sit Jaden, but we know going back to training camp, there were reports that the offense wasn't quite clicking. Terry wasn't there. They didn't play in preseason. Now Jaden missing, valuable practice and game time. Do you guys think that might set the offense back a little bit? Because they weren't looking sharp before, and if he's going to miss time, does this maybe set that offense back?
I don't have time to think about that.
Appreciate
right
it,
now.
Nick.
I don't think about this game this weekend. What's going to happen coming out this thing? They're going to make adjustments. But right now, the worry is what's going to happen this weekend. In 2 days, Marcus Mariota is going to be the quarterback. How can they get it moving now?
Yeah.
And I think the ultimate thing is, listen, man, you miss some time, this, that, and the other. Yes, it could set you back. But there are also people that bounce back from it. You know what I mean? They can go out there and still get the job done and keep moving. So I just think that it's a combination of everybody not being there together all the time playing. And as this moves throughout the season, they're going to start to click.
Yeah, and I think it could affect things going forward. But at the same point, if he can get back out on the practice field next week and he's ready to go, I'm encouraged by the fact that he was at least able to be limited today. Even though limited might not be anything crazy, maybe he went out there and threw five passes.
Who knows? Today is Friday.
Who knows exactly what he did today, but the fact that he at least did something today makes me feel a little bit better about next week, and hopefully it's a one-week injury. But he's going to be out this week, and this is where everybody else has to step up. Dan Quinn didn't say that there was anything specific on Jaden that wasn't quite there, whether it was the agility or anything. He just said he wasn't there overall, so be interesting to see if he can get back on the field next week. But not going to be on the field this week. 800-636-1067. If you want to hop in, Jaden Daniels ruled out. Marcus Mariota going to get the start. Continue to react to that. What is your confidence that this team can still win with Marcus Mariota under center? We'll continue to take your phone calls and be Mitchell Finley next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.